Giddy up here, never been so far south. those Saxons in the hills. We're going to be giving you some songs now from all over the place, but mostly Appalachia, care of Wolverhampton. your hand hold on. Never been to heaven, but I've been told streets up there are lined with gold. Keep your hand on the plow, hold on. I first heard that from Bob Dylan, I think. The first Bob Dylan album, or the freewheeling album, when he was following the path of Lonnie Donegan. Oh, nearly.
Thank you very much.
This is a very very novel setup. We've known each other for ever since we first started playing together. I mean, when you live in a place all your life and you think, is everybody always going to play those songs? And then you turn a corner and you find all these other songs, same people, and this whole new way of looking at the roots of the music that inspired us all in the first place. So it's a great little situation we've got. We're called Saving Grace, and we're going to be around for at least another hour, and then we morph into something else, and it becomes stand-up comedy. So we're going to dig deep now into the old black culture of the black church at the end of the 19th century. There's some fantastic recordings that you can find on the Dust Digital label, some really ridiculous church music, and this is a sort of malfunction of that idiom. Thank you. one of the best songs was sung about that guy. I see pretty bad guys. According to what I found out along the line. So, let's screech forward from that era of the early 20th century, or maybe it was forever, whoever the people were, they were exalting. And let's go to Duluth, yeah, Minnesota, the home of Lowe. Mr. and Mrs. Lowe had a huge impact on me as a lover of music. This is one of their songs. It's called Everybody's Song.
Breaking
Thank you, Kelsey, for our turn. Trying to get that on Steve right in the afternoon.
Christ.
Oh. Well, one of our favourite British singer-songwriters, quite a tacky term that is, really slaving away, hurt by love, rejection, no play on the radio. Richard Thompson has been responsible for so many beautiful pieces of music since I was a kid, and which is neat really because he's younger than me, and this is one of his songs I've loved forever and sung occasionally and recorded, and now we're going to make a new record of it in a couple of years' time, yeah, when it all settles down. It's called House of Cards.
House of Cards.
you. Thanks a lot. It really is a pleasure to be here. I've heard people say that all through time. I remember once Elton John was in Birmingham and he didn't speak for, ages and ages and ages because he thought he was in Nottingham. And he didn't like Nottingham at all. I like it down here. I'm so keen to get here that I went to Woking really early. I was in the wrong fucking place. It was like the Trotz tape. With like, it seems nice here. Surely they can move the gig. It said Axl Rose. When I was growing up, I was trained to be a chartered accountant, as you can tell. And that didn't last very long. And I was Tarmac Lane and thieving with John Bonham, a lot of sucking petrol out of people's cars in the street, a lot of caper, just to keep moving. And at the same time, developing a huge, remarkable and undying love for the music of the West Coast of the United States during that time when when the youth culture was able to stand up and tell Nixon and everybody, oh, fuck off, because we don't want this to be like this. So I became attached to Jefferson Airplane and Moby Grape, Love, Buffalo Springfield, and I was just a really great young hippie, and here I am. So here's a song from Moby Grape. What a great group. It's called Beautiful Day Today. Thank you.
Hearing the people say,
like those hippies were onto something.
Thank you.
guess what? We haven't sung together for and we've ended it for such a long time. And so we're pushing all the ends of everything, and occasionally it's more than interesting. It's better than playing all the hits. Certainly at my time in the last 15 years or whatever, since I first went over and started working with Alison in Nashville, I got introduced to another songbook of America. As a kid, back there in the Black Country, I listened to The Wolf, the blues stuff, Son House, Skip James, Black or White. I was entranced by a culture of post-slavery America, which is very little changed, really, truthfully. But I never really knew America at all. I spent all that time moving around. And so when I got to Nashville and started working there, I was absorbing more and more of this other song structure and this other way of singing. And how interestingly, the Black and white communities exchanged songs, and the songs drifted in between the cultures, and and even ended up in the Nirvana songbook. You know, Lead Belly stuff became white party stuff, and and I was lucky and fortunate to meet some of the remaining great singers. And I was lucky to meet this guy called Ralph Stanley, and he and his brothers were insane singers. I mean, just, and their whole concept of singing was like nothing else at all. And I found myself not with them, but with other people, just sitting in a circle in a parlor, singing, no microphone, no tight trousers. I had to put them on sooner or later, but so I found this whole world, and this Ralph Stanley was just like insane singer, and this is a song that he sang many times, and I was able to actually duet with him toward almost the end of his time, and it's called Two Coats. Thank you.
score, it suits me, and he sees the wall. It's good in the winter, it's good in the summer. My Savior has dressed me in a garment so fair. He brought me his new coat, you now see me wear. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I took off your coat and put on the
called Kansas Joe McCoy, and then in about 1932 they got together as a little duo and they sang a song called When the Levee Breaks, and and then they sang another song another scallywag came along and said, hey, I'll help you with that. And so back in about 1967 Donovan Leitch was working with Mickey Most at Rag Studios in London, and he got this old song, and then he turned it around and had a big hit with it. And Minnie by then, she was still around, I know that. And this song he called Chevrolet.
Buy your watch and chain, buy your watch and chain, buy your watch and chain. Just do something for you now, just do something for you. Buy a Chevrolet. Just do something for you now. Just do something. Build your house and home. Oh, build your house and home. Build your house and home. Just do something for you now. Just do something for you. Well, well. Something.
Thank you very much. This is a remarkable time for me in so many respects. I used to be monosyllabic, but it's getting better. And I'm keeping good company. And I'm singing some great shit with this magnificent woman here. And would you please give a very warm traction welcome to Susie Pian.
I didn't introduce the rest of the band to you as well. And my dress, no. Please give it up for Ollie Jefferson on drums and percussion. Matt Morley behind us on a just an array of strings. The lovely Tony Kelsey on my right again. Also has a stream from both of them. Sorry about that. And Robert Plant on my right hand side on both of them.
Thank you.
had to pick up every stitch.
Was a real star in the ballet world before he had several greenhouses. Just like Glastonbury, isn't it? Without the shit and the poses.
Yeah.
Okay, so do it any quieter? So out there in the Appalachian Mountains through Virginia, West Virginia, and down really into Kentucky, in the 1940s there was a guy called Bascom Lamar Lunsford, and his deal was he traveled around in a pickup truck and he sold to all the little communities out there, Scots, Irish, English, the guys, families who'd come through three or four generations earlier. He sold them fruit trees. This is not a joke, it's a fact. And he'd go into communities and people, the hospitality there is pretty strong. So they'd invite him and his wife to stay the night and they'd sing around the parlor, we were talking about earlier on. And he took himself a little portable recording thing, a bit like John Lomax, Alan Lomax took around, and he recorded so many songs, I mean hundreds. I was lucky to meet his grandson, and he gave me a bunch of songs, like 10 CDs full of songs out of the hills. Most of them with his great-grandfather singing them. And it's something to behold. If you ever Google Bascom Lamar Lunsford, this is one of the songs that he brought to my notice and it's called Cindy, I Will Marry You Someday. Thank you.
Where'd you get your liquor? Where'd you get your dram? Come all the way from England to steal your pretty hair. Amber like a cherry, cherry like a rose. Oh, how I loved you, Cindy. Oh, God in heaven knows. Get along home, get along home, get along home. I'll marry you sometime. Get along home, get along home, get along home. I'll marry you sometime. Once before, she spilled it on a Saturday upon a hardwood floor. And once I had a banjo, every string was fine. The only tune that I could play was I Wish That Girl Was Mine. Get along home, get along home, get along home. I'll marry you sometime. Get along home, get along home, get along home. I'll marry you sometime.
On the boards again. Thanks for coming out. Ollie Jefferson, Matt Wally, the great, great Susie Diane, and Tony Kelsey here on mandolin. This is a song from Mickey and Griff. Here's one from a magnificent album by Los Lobos called Kiko. And what are you doing? we don't go that much. Yeah, I bet you want another guitar, don't you? We can rehearse this. We're going to get this really good, you know. By the time we get to the Palladium. Oh, you've got the wrong list, huh?
I've got the wrong
list. Fucking hell. That's the one. Yeah. That's, sorry. You know, we were doing so well and you were going to go away. I'm missing all these people. Where do they find all the songs or even fucking musicians? But, anyway. It beats staying in.
Yeah.
I take no credit for that comment. It's just Matt's talking about me. Sorry, I can't stay in, even if the Wolves are playing well. Okay, Angel Dance, Los Lobos.
Let the crime, you're more echo. Oh, little.
We've been rehearsing, but not very much, as you can see. We might not as much as we thought we had, anyway. What's happened to my voice? I feel like Sparky the Magic Piano.
You haven't done this, so where do we all stand?
We've been trying this out for Christmas. Can you take the ADT off the vocal a little bit so it doesn't quite sound like I'm in the Hall of the Mountain Kings? Are you ready, guys?
Lay down, my dear sister, won't you lay and take your rest? Won't you lay your head upon my Savior's breast? For I love you, but Jesus loves you the best. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. Yeah, I bid you good night, good night. Good night.
Yeah, the morning's bright, early and fine.
Good night. Good night.
Not a cricket, not a soul to slow me down.
Good night. Good night.
Well, I've been walking in the valley of the shadow of death.
Good night. Good night.
Tell them A for the ark, that a wonderful boat.
Good night. Good night.
You know they put it on land, getting water to flow.
Good night, good night.
Tell them be for the beast at the ending of the world.
Good night, good night.
You know he ate all the children when they wouldn't be good.
Good night, good night.
Oh, I remember quite well, I remember quite well.
Good night, good night.
I remember quite well, I remember quite well.
Good night, good night.
Well, I was walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Good night, good night.
I was walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Good night, good night.
Lay down, my dear sister, won't you lay and take your rest? Won't you lay your on my Savior's breast, for I love you, but Jesus loves you the best. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. Early in the morning, good night, good night, good night. Oh, later in the evening, good night, good night, good.
Like, please.